Dr. Kent, stay with the ship. Sam, order here as fast as you can get. Let's finish off these astral beings.
The makers of Jungle Oats and Black Cat Peanut Butter bring you the incredible adventures of the most amazing man of our time, Jet Jungle, and his black leopard, Jupiter. A fantastic pair who fearlessly fight evil wherever they find it. Tonight, Project Far Star.
When the world's in trouble, and you need a fighting friend, who will come on the jungle, and keep fighting to the end.
Hey, kids, joined the Jet Jungle Club yet? You get a super badge, membership certificate, free copy of Jet's newsletter, Jungle Talk, and lots of other surprises. Listen carefully. Send your name, address, age, and date of birth together with a 35-cent postal order and a Jungle Oats box top or copy to Jet Jungle Club, P.O. Box 9860, Johannesburg. Remember, your name, address, age, and date of birth with a 35-cent postal order and a Jungle Oats box top or copy to Jet Jungle Club, P.O. Box 9860, Johannesburg. And don't forget to enjoy Jet's favorite breakfast every day, a delicious bowl of hot Jungle Oats.
Yes, Jet?
You know what's on the go, eh, Sam?
Yes, Jet.
What I suggest is this. We stick together. Well, four pairs of eyes are better than one. Look, alert me the moment either of you or you spaghetti here see the astral beings. Huh? Okay, spaghetti?
Of assentimento, okay.
Right, let's move it. Now you can see them, you can try and avoid the stone guns, huh?
Try, he says. Jupiter, you've got dandruff. Well, you have. You must go and see your chemist immediately.
Dust, spaghetti?
Dust. What do you talk, dust? Oh, yes, if I don't keep this mouth of mine shut, we bite the dust.
No, on Jupiter, dust, spaghetti.
Jet, was he turned into stone?
It certainly was. I brought those watch glasses back to the command ship, Sam. I ran back there, and there he was, turned into stone.
And you bit him?
No, spaghetti. I put my arms around him and squeezed. The stone cast cracked and broke, but it required all my strength to do it.
Must have. What really happened? Was Jupiter where you left him?
No, Sam. A few meters into the swamps where the swamp water starts. You know, I think he sensed the astral beings were coming, and he went for them.
And got stoned.
Thanks, Sam. I was just about to ask him myself to shut up. You want to take a chunk out of him, eh, boy? Go on.
No, Jet. A joke is a joke is a joke is a joke.
All right. Okay, then, spaghetti. It's a joke, but we keep quiet, huh? Right. Walk. Keep our eyes open and walk.
Not far to go.
No. We must walk faster.
Do not think to tell me what to do.
Nor then they will be following us.
Never.
They're still moving ahead of us. Not easy to see, Jet. Those hot, misty winds.
Yes, Sam. Must be from the big swamps over there.
And strange plants. Fronds and things like cacti standing 40 meters in the air. And strange smells and sounds. Let's just find them in a hurry, please, Jet.
The city of the domes is not far now.
And when we get there, Norrin?
I will have no mercy on the once rulers of Armagan. I punished Ket because she sought to treat with the earthlings. Now, I shall punish them all, turn them into stone, or feed them to the monsters. And we depart for other stars.
It's clearing a little.
Mm-hmm.
A sort of level ground, Jet.
Yes, spaghetti.
I wonder where.
Hold it. Seen them, Jupiter boy? He's seen them, all right. Look, about 300 meters ahead, walking together, huh?
Yeah,
yes, you won't be able to see them clearly that far, but they're shaped like human beings, but One of them has just turned round, turned back again. They have no features. Their faces have no features, just blank.
How dreadful.
There's something else wrong as well. Their legs are too long. There's an imbalance somewhere. Well, at least we can see them. Come on.
What's the range of the stone gun?
When I came running up with those monstrous wolves after me, Sam, when those wolves went for the astral beings, I saw them firing at the wolves. None turned into stone till until they got about 30 meters of the astral beings.
So we stay exactly 31 meters away, huh?
Right.
Quickly, I go back to the command ship and get a tape measure. I refuse.
Refuse what?
I am punishing Jupiter. I am not going to call him what I usually call him and say to him.
Sam, Spaghetti, you listen as well, Jupiter. Those hot mists have cleared now, but they may settle again. And, hey, there's the city of domes. Do you see it?
Yes.
All right, let's get up from as fast as we can. Come on. We have a few things to settle with those two. Come on. Come on, Spaghetti. Keep up with us, please.
Yeah, I can hit your lip on your back again, huh?
Not at the moment. We may meet up with them any moment.
Jet?
Yeah, thanks, Sam. There they are. Standing and waiting for us. In the clearing there. Just away from those giant trees.
This is going to be a showdown, huh?
Mm-hmm. All right, come on. I'll work out where we can stop.
What do you suggest, Jet?
Sam, I think we've fan out, you know. Stay away from them, just a little more than 30 meters away. Encircle them, in other words. I want them to be kept occupied on all sides. Spaghetti, move to the left. Go around that way. Sam, to the right. Jupiter, you stay with Spaghetti. I think you know what those stone guns can do to you now, eh, boy? Spaghetti, off you go. Go on, Jupiter, go on.
Come on, Black Cat. And just remember how you bit at my finger last time, eh? And don't forget, aim frequently if I get stoned, eh?
Move, Sam, please.
Right.
My friends are all in position. Good. And those two are about 50 meters off. Sam, Spaghetti! If they come running at you, break. Sprint away and join up again later.
Fine, Jet. Okay, Jet.
Okay, now. I'm Jet Jungle.
I am Noran of the Astral Being.
So we meet at last. Why did you stop? The City of Domes is not far away.
We know how fast you run, Jungle. I saw you coming to us out there on the plains as fast as light.
Well, a slight exaggeration there, but you can see you're surrounded, huh?
We see this, Jungle. But what can you do? Can you come closer?
Well, I'm willing to take a chance on something. But those stone guns of yours could be running out of steam, as it were, huh?
Steam?
Just an expression.
That animal of yours, how did it escape?
I broke the stone cast.
You are strong.
Yes, that too. Slowly, Jet. Coming up to about 35 meters away, and now just on the edge of 30 meters. If they come forward, I back off.
No, then. He must be destroyed. Nothing happens.
Do not fire the stone gun again, Narak. They are beyond the distance of the weapon. But if I move like this...
Dive backwards, Jet!
No, Jungle, you cannot come close to us. And we cannot get at you. In Earth terms, there is a word. Stalemate.
Jet! Jet coming from the swamp! Incredible creatures! The fire dragons that Jet talked about!
Fine, Sam! About 30 of them, and they've seen us. Sam, to me! Jupiter, to me! You as well, Spaghetti. Come on, up! Come on, join me!
So, Jungle, you are frightened of things?
Sam, Spaghetti, you grab onto me if you can't move fast enough. This is what we'll do. We'll sprint down to those beasts.
You are mad in the nuts.
Look, we sprint to them. We attract their attention. Jupiter, you help me in this, huh? And we sprint back, up towards Norden and the other one. We sprint to one side and up those rocks there. Do you see them? I think those creatures, heaven, the size of tanks, I think... They'll come roaring up after us and won't be able to stop in time. They'll trample on those two astral beings.
They can't even see them.
And they have stone guns, the astral beings. I mean, of course...
Spaghetti, they won't be able to stop that avalanche of creatures. And Noran is right. We are at a stalemate. Okay, let's go and say hello to those animals. Come on.
Come on. Come on.
They're coming! They're charging, all of them!
Boy, run for it! Stay together, run for it! Leave me to judge when we cut away from where the astral beings are! Run, come on! Right! Cut to the rock there! Up the rock! Come on!
Oh!
Unless they come back.
I don't think they will, Spaghetti.
You know something, Spaghetti? While we were sprinting from those things, and you were hanging on to Jet's belt, I didn't think your feet even touched ground.
Yeah, they wasn't. I mean, they didn't. I was flying. And the astral beings.
Just checking them now. Yes, down there. Not far off, but squashed flat, both of them. All right, let's get down there, Spaghetti, retrieve the stone guns, and get across to the City of Domes. Come on, Tom, get. Come on. Call Sam.
Yes, we're not going to go straight home.
Spaghetti, no. There are a few more of those creatures in the city. Now I want to release the true rulers of Armageddon from the vaults. Come on.
City of Domes. She will be a piece of cake, huh?
I doubt it, Spaghetti.
Okay, so we bump their leaders and forget the others.
Spaghetti, we owe it to the planet, to Ket, and to her people to rid Armageddon of every astral being. Right, pick up the stone guns, come on.
Okay.
Over there, as well. Right. Okay. With these stone guns, we should be able to talk business. Come on.
When a man gets to be 9 or 10, he's growing fast. And that's just when he needs the stuff that builds up man.
Black Cat Peanut Butter!
Yes, Black Cat Peanut Butter is made from pure, rich peanuts. It's packed with energy-giving goodness. And the taste? Well, children love it.
Black Cat Peanut Butter! It's the energy-giving sandwich bread. It's the greatest taste right next to bread. It's the one that helps you get ahead. Black Cat Peanut Butter!
Right, there's the City of Domes. There are two entrances. One has lightning guns, and the Gandry stables are over there. Okay, we'll land outside the entrance, the one I first went through. And if they're waiting for us, just too bad. For them.
Sir, you're a dog. What did you like about Dogmore dog food?
It's the gravy.
That's right. Dogmore balanced dog food. It's gravy-coated.
Listen every night, Monday to Friday, to the adventures of Jet Jungle, the fittest man in the world. Project Firestar was brought to you by the makers of Black Cat Peanut Butter and Jungle Oats.